A tentative agreement has been reached between Canadian Hearing Services and the local public employees union that could put an end to a 10-week long strike. The publicly funded agency provides services like interpreters, translators, and mental health counseling to deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind Ontarians. Many people have lost access to these critical services since the strike began on April 28th. Toronto's office says they are eager to get back to work.
It feels like I look out at our picket line and I see all of the wasted potential that's standing outside when we should be in fulfilling our appointments.
A worker at Canadian Hearing Services and a QP2073 member spoke with our station on the picket lines just outside of the Toronto office last week. They preferred to remain anonymous for fear of repercussions. They told us, as a deaf person themselves, it's difficult for them to not be servicing their own community. An interpreter translated for them.
We've been fighting hard for 10 weeks, and it's a long time, so it does cause mixed emotions. We don't feel like we should be here. We should be back at work. We want to be servicing our community. A lot of us are deaf and hard of hearing ourselves, right? And we have lived experience as deaf people. We believe that our clientele should be serviced through that lived experience from deaf to deaf because we've face those same barriers that we're supporting people in their everyday lives to face and to get through.
The CHS worker told us when a deaf person is serviced by someone who is hearing, they may not be able to provide those same accessibility strategies or empathize with them to the same degree.
I think a lot of places, you know, would hire an interpreter or would have accessibility in place, but nothing trumps being met by somebody with the same lived experience as you.
Scout Huston, an interpreter who spoke with us as well last week, added that workers haven't only been striking for a fair contract, but fighting to preserve the community and the quality of service.
I think it's important to look at this fight as kind of a multi-layered fight. So it's, I think, for workers' rights, for workers' justice, but it's also for deaf and hard of hearing community, for disability community. I think CHS used to be seen as a community hub. It used to be a really central place that deaf people would go to socialize and find support in all areas of their life.
No details of the deal will be released until workers review it. Members of the Public Employees Union 2073 will be voting today. If approved, employees could be back on the job on July 14th. QP2073 represents about 200 workers in 18 different communities across Ontario. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.